All right, let's find out about some reading that many of us may want to consider doing. Now, Black Enterprise is focusing on the millennials as far as who they're recommending engages in this reading. I'll say, hey, look, you know what? If you're entrepreneurially minded and you hear something about this that you think may work for you, even if you're not a millennial, still be ready to do the reading. Oh, man, I tell you, it can be so helpful. Sometimes, you know, taking the guesswork out of the process, we know more about what the process entails. Sometimes just knowing that, even though we still don't have experience in it, just having read what other people have done can give us a greater level of comfort about the prospect of doing it when time for us to do it comes around. So let me share with you some books that they're recommending that entrepreneurs read. Of course, entrepreneurial success requires continuous investment into your own education. And that's part of the reason that we're talking about reading, reading, reading. Of course, you can be attending workshops, you can attend conferences, you can take courses in college, even if you already have degrees, or if you don't have degrees and for whatever reason you're thinking that's not really the way you want to go, you can still take some courses, college level courses, without necessarily pursuing a degree. And again, look at it as an investment. Yes, it's going to require time. Yes, it's going to require energy. But look at it as an investment. And so those are some of the things that you can do. Workshops, conferences, college courses. But you can also do some totally independent reading where you find out about some books that may be helpful to you. And you just buy your book and read in the comfort of your own home, at the park, wherever you're going to be able to absorb and be inspired to implement. Read. So, here are five books that they're recommending for all aspiring. They're saying, again, millennial entrepreneurs. But again, I'm saying, if you think it's going to work for you, don't get stuck on whether or not you are a millennial. Here's one of the books. The Hard Thing About Hard Things. The Hard Thing About Hard Things. Building a Business When There Are No Easy Answers. This one is written by Ben Horowitz, who's a venture capitalist and one of Silicon Valley's most respected entrepreneurs. He actually offers some essential advice on building and running a startup. That can be tricky because a lot of times people will tell you, you know, they'll write books and on the cover, you'll read a title and maybe even a subtitle that strongly indicates that they're going to tell you how to do a startup. And then you start reading the book and you say, wait a minute, now hold up. And you skip to another chapter and you say, hold up again. And you skip two or three more chapters. You say, wait a minute. This book isn't written for people trying to do startups. This is written for people who are trying to expand what they've already started up. And there is a difference. And so, yeah, that criticism is well-founded. So you're going to pick up a book. You might, and you're looking at it specifically for the purpose of understanding how to start up, you may want to flip through a few pages before you buy that book to make sure that it addresses what the title suggests. So, one of the things that Ben Horowitz does in his book, apparently, is shows how to cultivate a CEO mentality. And he shares the insights that he has gained developing, managing, selling, buying, investing in, and supervising tech companies. He's been a lifelong rap fan, and so he amplifies his business lessons with lyrics from his favorite songs, and he's candid about everything from firing friends to poaching competitors. All right. How about this one? Miss Jessie's Creating a Successful Business from Scratch Naturally. Miss Jesse's, creating a successful business from scratch naturally. This is written by Miko Branch. And actually, Miko and her late sister Titi were hairstylists and curly hair experts, and they became pioneers of the natural hair movement by creating their own product line. Branch offers practical truth-telling in addition to providing helpful business tips. It's an invaluable book of instruction for aspiring entrepreneurs when it comes to building a multi-million dollar business from scratch with little money at the start. Miss Jessie's Creating a Business from Scratch Naturally not only shows that it can be done, but also discloses what it takes to get it done. How about this book by Damon John? A lot of you watch him on Shark Tank. He's written The Power of Broke: How Empty Pockets, a Tight Budget, and a Hunger for Success Can Become Your Greatest Competitive Advantage. The Power of Broke: How Empty Pockets, a Tight Budget, and a Hunger for Success Can Become Your Greatest Competitive Advantage. Who would have thought that, huh? Well, this book teaches aspiring entrepreneurs how to take their biggest weaknesses and turn them into their greatest strengths. The Shark Tank investor and FUBU streetwear founder, yes, that Damon John, the one who founded FUBU. He believes that starting a business from broke forces entrepreneurs to think more creatively, use resources more efficiently, connect with customers more authentically, and market ideas more imaginatively. He shows how starting a business with limited resources forces you to be true to yourself and stay laser focused on your goals. How about this one? The Entrepreneur Mind: 100 Essential Beliefs, Characteristics, and Habits of Elite Entrepreneurs. The Entrepreneur Mind: 100 Essential Beliefs, Characteristics, and Habits of Elite Entrepreneurs is written by Kevin D. Johnson, and he identifies key lessons that entrepreneurs must learn in seven areas: strategy, education, people, finance, marketing and sales, leadership, and motivation. Please note that he's lumping marketing and sales together as one single area. So those seven areas again are strategy, education, people, finance, marketing and sales, leadership, and motivation. And for each of the 100 lessons, he walks through the thinking of successful entrepreneurs using examples from his own experience. The Entrepreneur Mind suggests thinking differently, so those possessing this mindset will look at major setbacks as opportunities, lessons to be learned on the way to ultimate success. Sounds like that book is one that's going to be very informative, but also very inspiring. And you've noticed I've been repeating each title so that you'll be able to grab hold of it. Here's the last one. The book is entitled Rework. Rework by Jason Fried, just like fried chicken. Jason Fried. This book shows a better, faster, easier way to succeed in business. Rework is the perfect playbook for anyone who has ever dreamed of doing it on their own. Hardcore entrepreneurs, people stuck in day jobs they hate, artists who don't want to starve anymore. They're saying all of these groups of people will find this book as a valuable guide. Fried's book will also show you how to be more productive, how to get exposure without breaking the bank, and tons more counterintuitive ideas. All right. You choose which of those books you'll get, whether one or more. I hope they'll do you a whole lot of good. We got one more segment coming up. Stay with me.